Dick Clark endured more than his fair share of physical and mental trauma while serving at Gallipoli. There was a generally held belief that fighting in France would be easier and only last for a short duration. However, Dick Clark and his 11th Battalion mates were immediately thrust into the bloodiest battle, causing the heaviest losses of Australian life of the entire Great War. The 11th led our forces into the cauldron of the infamous battle for Pozières.
My introduction to the Western Front in France was hampered by two admissions to hospital, influenza and diphtheria, and tonsillitis. Back at the front, I was part of the 11th Battalion that led the Australian forces into the First Battle of the Somme. What an honour. 3 weeks later, I joined a successful special mission as one of 60 raiders on the enemy line. Then, on the 19th of July, 1916, I marched through the town of Albert on my way to take part in the major assault near Pozières. On the fourth day, I was seriously wounded, shot in the head and shoulder.
Dick Clark was collected by field ambulance officers shortly after being wounded and transported to a casualty clearing station nearby. The serious nature of his wounds saw him transferred to the 11th Stationary Hospital at Rouen. He was quickly diagnosed as requiring specialist intervention and was sent to the Gradingwell War Hospital at Chichester. 6 weeks of treatment and rehabilitation there, and then convalescence at Woodcote Park in Epsom. Many more weeks were to pass before Dick was declared fit for duty. His next placement was a training battalion, and he was selected for the Officers' Training College at Cambridge. In late March, Dick received promotion to the rank of 2nd Lieutenant.
4 weeks later, I was posted to rejoin my 11th Battalion mates at the sunken road near Norel at the front in France. Our men were exhausted and weakened by the continual action. On the 24th of July 1917, I was promoted to the rank of lieutenant while we were transferring from France to Ypres in Belgium. The rich country and farms in the Flanders fields were such a contrast to the poorer farms that we had left behind in Picardy. I felt right at home during our rest on the farm where we were billeted. I helped call in the cows and assisted with the milking and fed the pigs. My mind kept returning to the farm at Rowlands. Surely this war was near an end. A quick defeat of the enemy on Belgian soil would see our return to Australia before the end of 1917.
The war, as we know, had another year to drag on before Dick could return to the life he dreamed of on the farm. When his story continues, you'll hear of Dick's part in the major battle for Ypres, Belgium, and of the two further serious head wounds he sustained.